I first promise, you never your last hand, and you will never sin. And so far, the questions. And now, sisters, we have one more remember, one more virtue. Remember, we need the Holy Eucharist to do what? To live a miraculous life. To practice miraculous charity, miraculous chastity, miraculous patience, and now miraculous fortitude. There are two words in English that mean almost the same thing, namely fortitude and courage. I chose to speak on the lack of fortitude rather than courage, because fortitude comes from the Latin fortitudo. And that's the Church's official name for the moral virtue that we all received at baptism. At baptism, we received sanctifying grace. And we received seven virtues. Seven? Seven. Three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, and four moral virtues. Prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. What is fortitude? Fortitude is firmness of spirit. In the language of what they call linguistics, the consonants are very important. The consonants F, R, T occur in many words. There is fort, fortress, and there is fortitude. In other words, it means strength. As a virtue, therefore, fortitude is in the will, among the four moral virtues. Prudence is in the mind. Justice, fortitude, and temperance are in the will. For you then is a steadiness, a will in doing good, in spite of difficulties being faced in the performance of our duty. I remain firm in my will, no matter how difficult, or sisters, how boring. Some people commit sin. I can tell you this. Some people commit sin because they are bored of practicing virtue. Want to do something exciting. Now there are two levels of fortitude. One is the suppression, the control of inordinate fear. The other is the curbing of recklessness. In other words, fortitude not only controls our fears, fortitude as a virtue also controls our being reckless. Reckless, R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S.
What does it mean, Father?
And reckless means unmindful, careless about the consequences. Careless about the consequences of what I do. In other words, fortitude does not mean that I am reckless, that I am careless or indifferent. I want to be brave. So, what do? You're on the cross, a busy street in Calcutta. People from New York should come to Calcutta. In other words, fortitude is always prudent. To be reckless is to be unwise in exercising courage. The control of fear is the main purpose of fortitude. Consequently, the main effect of fortitude is to keep unreasonable fears under control and then allow them to prevent us from doing what our conscience tells us we should do. But fortitude also controls, as we've said, rashness, which tends to lead headstrong people to excess in the face of difficulties and dangers. My father died in performing an act of charity. I was just a year old, and during the lunch period, he was an iron construction worker. And over the heads of the workmen were steel girders dangling. My father told his fellow workers that he'd get up on the scaffold and tie those steel girders, otherwise they're liable to fall on our heads. He went on the scaffold, tying the steel girders so they would not kill the men. I was standing on the scaffolding broke, and he fell at the age of 27. He was killed, and on a pile of steel, was killed instantly. He died out of charity to protect the men from being killed. I was a year old. And that I would call fortitude. But rashness is when I am, remember you said, careless, thoughtless, and exposing myself to danger, you know, thinking beforehand. Can I cope with the danger? There is a sense in which fortitude is a natural virtue. However, our fortitude is not a merely natural virtue. Our fortitude is a supernatural virtue. And sisters who remember, I'm sure I told you, what is a Latin word? Virtus means